He was on the radio this morning. He has come back, and we appreciate you making the trip. I'm joined in the studio by Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood, who's going to give us an update on that weather and the condition of around our county. Sheriff, thanks so much for making the trip.
Thank you, Brighton. I appreciate it. I tell you, it's pretty cool just to be able to look out the window, and you know, you can look at the puddles of water out there and tell that it's not raining at all right now. I'm trying to give our listeners a visual.
Right.
You know, this has been one of those days where folks prepared and they listened and stayed at home, and it made it so much easier for the rest of us to do the jobs we have to do. It has been a day that we've described as being on the bubble. You know, we're right at that freezing mark kind of for the rest of the evening. So, you know, our officers have been responding to calls for service throughout the day, as have all the other emergency services workers, and our Emergency Operations Center, or EOC, has been up and running and taking care of the missions that were handed out, and it's been a good day. I was listening to the earlier segment here, and I think that part of the reason we're in such a good place today was because folks had already gotten used to, or they were working from home, and there wasn't such a fever to get to work. So that was one good thing that came out of the remote working environment that we find ourselves in. I'll tell you that, you know, on the north side of the county, I remind when we talk about Orange County, there are two sides. The north side of the county, of course, has been a little bit different, or drastically different, than the southern end of the county, and the temperatures were a little bit colder, and we saw some ice accumulate on branches and trees. And luckily, I just got off the phone a moment ago with our Emergency Service Director, Kirby Saunders, and luckily we've not noted a lot of the ice gathering on our power lines. So we've been very fortunate with that. Here we are with night coming on and temperatures dropping, and we're at 34, 35 now, and
yeah,
we think it's going to drop down, you know, after the sun goes away and it gets dark, to the 30s. And that's that little region there where it can ice over. And so the night, what it brings, we'll want to keep an eye on that. And as we wake up in the morning, I think that between 6 in the morning and 9:30 in the morning, we'll notice a rise in temperatures. And by noon, I think we're supposed to be up to the 40s. So hopefully we'll get up in the morning, and with the 2-hour delays and the remote learning and people taking their time and being very cautious about getting out and about, we'll be okay. I know that we've heard a lot of talk about black ice, and for those folks that don't know what that means, that's when the thin sheet of ice forms on the pavement and sidewalks. I want to remind folks about sidewalks.
Absolutely.
That thin ice, I like to call it, is very dangerous because you just can't see it and you don't know it's there.
Absolutely. Speaking with Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood, so what are some of the things that you saw deputies respond to in the northern part of the county today where there was a little bit more ice accumulation?
So we had a couple of motor vehicle accidents and some trees down around 12:30. Between 12:30 and 1, I think we had 5 calls back-to-back about trees that had fallen in roadways. Fire companies were ready to roll in the state. We didn't have as many of the state workers here from NCDOT as we usually have, but they responded to a couple of those calls and were able to get those roadways clear right away.
That's good news. And so, as you mentioned, tonight we're not totally out of the woods yet. The winter storm warning, as issued by the National Weather Service, is going to run through Friday morning. And you were talking about the ice that could form on the roads and other places too. Any advice that your office and that you have for people as we, you know, try and get through these last few hours of really not ideal weather before it will be into the next day and a little bit warmer?
Well, I think when you talk about the warning, that, you know, means that the conditions are favorable. So favorable for ice and accumulation. And so there's a couple of things you need to think about. One, are you prepared for power outage? Two, are you prepared for long-term power outage? Do you have water? Do you have candles, lights, whatever? Some means of communication. If you got phones in your home right now, you ought to be charging them up right now while we got power. A lot of people have other power supplies, but your cell phones, that's our lifeline to the world and being able to listen to 97.9 The Hill, too, and to check out our Facebook page. So we encourage people to do that. Alicia Stemper is my public information officer, and she's been working really hard all day with our deputies, giving you, the listener or the Facebook watch, of exactly what we're seeing on the roads, photographs of what the deputies are encountering throughout the day. And Alicia has really, really worked hard throughout the day with some deputies who've given her some really good pictures. So the Orange County Sheriff's Office Facebook page is a good place to go for information, as well as the 97.9 The Hill. As we get into the morning, that's when you've got to, you know, if you're a little bit late for work, if you do have to go to work, if you've got an excuse, you tell them I'll write you a note. You know, just take your time in the morning. Keep a distance between you and the car in front of you. When you get out of the car, pay attention to you make sure you've got your footing underneath you. And I know we say these things over and over when these ice events come around, and people say, oh, we already know that. Well, a lot of people don't think about it. We're not here to make you feel like you don't know what to do. We're here to remind you what you need to do. So as the day takes off in the morning, we hope for the sunshine skies to come back. And I don't think anybody's more ready for it than I am. Tomorrow's my birthday.
Oh,
and
no
so
kidding.
I'm excited for the bright lights to shine. So,
oh, how wonderful.
Yep.
Happy early birthday.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Once again, speaking with Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood, and you know, it's calling for some rain tomorrow, as we said. Hopefully that will change depending on how much rain falls, too. We've got a lot of water out there today, too. Be careful of not just water on the roads, but potential flash flooding. Did you hear about what happened here in Chapel Hill earlier this week with the hiker that got stranded because of flash flood waters?
I did. And it's just something we just don't think about until it's in our face, you know, and we've got to deal with it. You know, running water, and it's... So water is one of those elusive things that you spend half your life trying to keep it in the things you want it in and out of the things you want it out of. And it's, it's when it wants to do what it does, there's not much you can do to stop it.
It's true. It's true. Well, Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood, thanks so much for coming in and giving us these updates. And thanks to the deputies, too, for doing their work around the county. And happy early birthday as well. Hope you guys have a good and calm day tomorrow.
Thank you. And thank you, 97.9 The Hill, for keeping us informed.